Cheer Four. Cheer Four, we got up to number 18.
Let's go, guys.
Okay. Let's continue Chazara. And we have to be strong every night, every day. Keep it up. We have a lot of time. There's a Shem, that's why we're going through it slow. I don't want to go through fast, okay? So we go through Chazara good. You know the Gablot well. 18. What are the dinim that are nafkaminas from a house that has no Arba Amos or Arba Amos? So the Gemara in the bottom of Gimel and Alf lists off a bunch of dinim, which we have to know. Number one, a house that's not Dalet Amos or Arba Amos is Pater from a mezuzah. Number one. Number two, it's Pater from a Makkah. Tomorrow in Shir, we'll discuss a little bit of the details about Makkah. But just I want to know the dinim today. Number three, it cannot have a house of bias menugas. A bias of a nega cannot be a house that's less than Arba Amos. Number four, if it's a house of a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, the halacha is Veina Nechla. What is the halacha? We'll get to the details tomorrow. I just want you to know the din today. The din today is that halacha lomaisa, you have to redeem it in the first year. If you don't redeem it in the first year, it's kept by the buyer forever and ever. It doesn't even go back on Yovel. Okay? But if it's a house that's less than Arba Amos, it doesn't have that din. Tomorrow we'll see what the din is. But today I want you to know that it doesn't have the din, that it's what? That it's locked in lomaisa forever and ever. Okay? That's the fourth din. Number five. The fifth din is if you're going to a war and it's the first time you've had a house, you don't have to go to war. But this is not considered to be a house for that exemption. Number five, Vein Marvinbo. If you live in a house that's less than Arba Amos, you don't have to give money for contributions for the bread. Number five, if you live in a house that's less than Arba Amos, then there's no din of Shitufei Mavos. You don't have to contribute to the bread that allows you to go Shitufei Mavos. Number six, whatever number it is, wherever we're up to, you're not allowed to put the bread into a house that's less than Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos. And then, the last two halachas, you're not allowed to make an ibor, you're not allowed to connect two cities through what? Through a house that's less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. And then the last thing is that brothers and shutvin do not separate, do not divide up and distribute a house that's less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. So that's eight, 9 dinim. I want you to just know the halacha. Nafkemina, that a house that doesn't have Arba Amos or Arba Amos, there's 8, 9 halachas that stem from that Alpidin. Okay? There are two halachas. Number one, that what? That halacha lemaisa, you don't have to contribute. And if you don't contribute, you don't aser. Right? That was one halacha. If it's less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. And the other halacha is that a house where you put the bread in has to be a house of Arba Amos or Arba Amos. Okay. That answers number 18. 19. Who's the Tana of this Brisa according to the Havamin and the Maskana? The Gemara says beautifully on Gimel Amud Beis. That the Havamin, we always said that the word Lema and Shas, we always have to know everything inside, we said, and get everything in, outside and inside. The word Lema is always a Havamin that 98% of the time is slugged up. Tosa said that in the second Pirik of Pesach of Daf Chafal from Amud Beis. And so too here. Lema, the Brisa is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the one who says a house less than Dalam is not a good sukkah. So Memela, maybe he's the one who holds all these dinim too as well. A sukkah is the same thing as everything else. The Gemara backs out on that and says no. The Maskana of the Gemara is even according to the Chachamim. When did the Chachamim say that what? A house less than Arba Amos or Amos is good? That's by a sukkah. Because by sukkah all you need is what? Diris Aroi. But everywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula, where a bias is needed, a base dira needs kevahu, even the Rabbanan agree that a house of Dalet Amos or Arba Amos or Arba Amos people live in. A house less than Arba Amos people don't live in. So the Maskana of Gemara is that the Brisa that quotes 8, 9 of these other dinim and Kol HaTorah Kula is not just Rabbeinu HaKadosh, could even be who? The Rabbanan. And therefore the Lema is only a Havamina that is Taka what? That is Taka Shlugged up. Because the Havamina was that the Tana was only Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Gemara backs out of that and it says even according to the Chachamim. Okay? Because by sukkah, it's a special halacha. Lamaisa. The Chachamim should say by sukkah, it's diris eroi. So therefore, a sukkah less than Arba Amos is good. But a kol HaTorah Kula, a bias needs keva? If it's less than Arba Amos, it's not good. Okay, that answers number what? 19. Yes, Tani. Yadakasha. Go ahead. You got it? Okay. Ariel Yadakasha? Okay, let's go. That's 19. 20. What does Tosis add on from the Yushalmi on Gimel of Aleph, Lagabi, the Dinim of Bias, and Arba Amos? So the Tosis brings up Yushalmi. that says, in order to get trumas and maaseris, to be mafris trumas and maaseris on vegetables, what do you need? What level do you need? Something called tevel. If you eat tevel, you're chayv misa b'shamayim. It's a terrible isser. Chayv misa b'shamayim. No joke. But in order to get tevel, you need three things. It has to grow a third, the fruits and vegetables. Number two, you must pile it up into a pile called a miruach. Machlokes rashin around, you have to shave off the top to make it neat. And what's number three? Number three is you have to bring it into your home. Riyas pnei abayis. When you do all those three things, the fruits and vegetables are called tevel, and then it's chayv and trumas and maaseris. Unless it's tevel, you're not chayv and trumas and maaseris. If you eat tevel, you're chayv misa b'shamayim. What happens if a guy would bring it into a home that's less than arba amos? Says the Yerushalmi, it's not going to be called tevel. That's the first din in the Yerushalmi. Then Yerushalmi quotes another din. Let's say that guy takes a neder not to go into a house. He takes a neder, a vow, not to go into a house. Can he go into a house that's less than arba amos? Yes, because it's not considered to be a house in Kol HaTorah Kulu. So those are the two other dinim that the Yerushalmi adds on. Please get it. Number one, tevel, and nodim and abayis. But then Tosfos says, I want to add something on my own. Okay? And I want you to add on number 20, what does Tosfos add on his own? He says, stoning a Nara Marasa who's Mizana. What's a Nara Marasa? Between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, she's a Nara. She only had Kiddushin, which means Marasa, with a man, and then she's Mizana with another man. What's the din? She's Chayev Skila. Normally for Gilei Arayos, you're Chayev what? Chenik. But in this case, she's Chayev Skila. Where do you do the Skila? You do the Skila where? At the house, the Pesach of the house of the father. But if it's a house that's not Arba Amos, there is no such din. We don't stone her there, and therefore it's not considered to be a house. So that's number 20. 21. What did the Aruch Lanier add on, and what did we add on as well? The Aruch Lanier said, along with the Maharam said that Tosfos, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, meant to ask on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is not an exhaustive list. It left off some things. But the Yerushalmi, we thought, was exhaustive. So Tosfos quotes, what about the case of Pesach Beis Av? You didn't quote that. So by Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi, says the Maharam, he was asking a kash on the Yerushalmi. Comes along the Aruch Lanier and he says, no way. If you look in the list, remember we saw the Aruch Lanier said, I'm sorry, Maharam. If you look in the Yerushalmi, that's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi's not an exhaustive list. They left off things in their list too. They left off Emesh Datvin Bo. They left off Emanichim Bo Esa'erev. They left off a lot of things. So the Yerushalmi also was not an exhaustive list. Tosfos was just adding a din on his own. That's all. Tosfos was just adding a din on his own. So it's a machloikis to Maharam and the Aruch Lanier, how to interpret what Tosfos means when he adds that din on to the Yerushalmi. Was he asking on the Yerushalmi like the Maharam? Or like the Aruch Lanier? He wasn't asking, just adding a new thing. And then we added something on our own, which I want you to get, and that was the concept of putting blood in Mitzrayim, in our homes. It says Alabatin, and Yafas Tor as well. Those dinim, Lamaisa, about Yafas Tor, it says she has to cry in the house of her father. What happens if it's a house that's less than Arba Amos? If you lived in such a house in Mitzrayim, you had no obligation to put blood on your doors. That's what we've pointed out, Lamaisa, yes. Also regarding the din of a what? Yafas Tor. She doesn't have to sit there and cry at her parents' house if it's not what? If it's not Arba or Arba. And the Aruch Lanier quoted to Yerushalmi that said that it's mutter to eat the Pesach in the Chatzar. He says, why is it mutter in the chatzar? It says, bayis echad. Why don't we learn out? You have to eat the Pesach in a house of arba amos. He asks such a kasha. How can the Yerushalmi allow you to eat the korban Pesach in a chatzar? Shouldn't it require a house? Arba arba? We in fact pointed out, halacha lemaisa, what about, let's say, when you go into a situation of, returning a debt to someone, a collateral. You lend someone money, you took a collateral. You're supposed to return it. Lo tavo beso. Do the poskim never mention it has to be a house of arba amos? We don't find that in the poskim, said the Aruch Lanier. But the bottom line is, Tosfos brings up this Pesach Av by Skila, so it seems like it's an objective din. A house is not a house if it is less than arba amos, no matter what you say. In Kol HaTorah Kulu, here's David. In Kol HaTorah Kulu, we never find such a thing, okay? We never find four, you have to find one for four, okay? You have to borrow from someone. You look out for someone for four. Okay? So that's the bottom line. That's regarding what? Number 21. 22. What was the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah Lagarabi table in the sukkah b'shas shena? Please get it. We mentioned that there was a person that visited the Chafetz Chaim in Europe and was with him by sukkahs. And the Chafetz Chaim insisted when he slept in the sukkah that the table would be there. He insisted. He insisted that the table be there. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Someone visited him. Because in order to have a sukkah to be kosher, it has to be royal achila and royal shena. You build a sukkah, we said, in a very dangerous place where you're afraid sleeping there, you will not be yotze, we said. Okay? Remember you asked me at that time, David, about noise, right? We said, that's different. I'm talking about being in danger, mamish. So the Mishnah Berurah had this tremendous chiddush, and the kavanas, the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Ramah, and the Mordechai, they all seem to say like this, al pi halacha, that b'shas shena, the table's got to be there. We even said, maybe you can say even converse, which is what? That when you are eating, maybe you should have a cotton there. Maybe you should work the converse, we said. But the Ma'adim Uzmanim Rav Sternbach Zatzal was cholik on the Mishnah Berurah. He said, this is a chumrah that we don't have in the poskim. And he said the Mishnah Berurah didn't even mean it either. He didn't even mean it. He just meant to have the table there when you're eating. But we said Rav Binyamin Zilber, the Az Nidbaru. What'd you say? Well, Rav Sternbach said the Mishnah Berurah didn't mean it had to be there when you're what? That you had it when you're sleeping, Lamais, and the table has to be in there. Yeah, that's all he meant. But the Rav Binyamin Zilber says the Mishnah Berurah meant what he meant. You have to have the table in there. You have to have the table in there when you're what? When you're sleeping. He meant it very seriously. So please get that chiddush. We said, Lamaisa, okay, I understand, Lamaisa, when you're sleeping, keep the table in there. If your parents get upset about the cot being in there and eating, okay. But Lamaisa, please get that chiddush to the Mishnah Berurah. That's according to Trumas Hadeshin and also the Mordechai as well. We point out this tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But that's the bottom line. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Yes.
How do we possibly Lamaisa on that?
We're going to hold like we do right now, 23. We did a Chacham Svi in Shir. Chacham Svi was the chief rabbi of Amsterdam. And the Chacham Svi in Siman Sadi Dalet says, absolutely not. We argue on the Mishnah Berurah. He lived before the Mishnah Berurah. But we argue on the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mordechai. Says the Chacham Svi, a beautiful pshat that you must get. What is the basis of the machlokes whether a sukkah less than arba amos or amos shera or not? What is the basis? The basis is, do you focus on the achila being the ikur, or do you focus on the sleeping being the ikur? According to the chachamim, shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim, you focus on the eating. According to Rabbi Akadosh, you focus on the sleeping. And no one can really sleep comfortably unless you have arba amos or arba amos. No doubt. So the crux of the machlokes between the Chacham and Rebbe on Gimel Amaraf, which we said beautifully, that the Gemara did not say Hezber. Chacham Svi says, beautiful Hezber. We were looking. What's the Hezber? What's the Hezber? Baruch Hashem, we found the Chacham Svi. That they're arguing, what's the ikur crux of the sukkah? Do you look at the Achila or the Shein? If you look at the Achila, Shiva Tochim is enough. If you look at Shein, it's got to be Arbamos, Arbamos. Heyos, what's Heyos? And therefore, as David asked me, who do we paskin like Rebbe, the Chachamim? Halacha Kehu? Chachamim. So what do you look at? You look at the eating, and therefore there is no need at all. Well, when you sleep, Lamaisa, we said there is no need at all, and that's the Chiddush. Halacha Lamaisa, the Shir Sukkah, Shiva Tvachim, Shiva Tvachim, there is no need b'shas achila that has to be Roy L'Shena. Because we don't care about Shena. It doesn't have to be Roy L'Shena when you eat, and for that matter, you don't need b'shas Shena, you don't need it to be Roy L'Achila at all. Even when you're sleeping, it doesn't have to be ru'il achila. And therefore, we paskin halacha l'maisa like the chachamim, and therefore eating is the ikker. And we brought a raya. We didn't bring the raya. Chacham Svi brought a beautiful raya. Remember the raya? On Daf Chav Zayin and Mebez. What did it say? All the Jews theoretically could sit in one sukkah. Right? What do we say to sit in one sukkah? To eat, right? You can have different what? What's it called when you have different shifts? Yeah, you can have different shifts of eating. You can fit off Klai Yisrael. There's no way you could fit everyone to sleep. Wouldn't be sneas. Remember we said that? We did the Chacham Svi inside. So therefore, he brought a Raya Brewer from that Gemara. The Achila is the Iker. You don't even look at Shane. There's no need, Halacha L'maisa, look at Shane at all. When you eat, you don't have to have the cotton there. And the Shah Shana, Halacha L'maisa, you're not eating. So who cares, L'maisa? You don't have to say, B'Shah Shana, I need to have the Achila there. When you're eating, Halacha L'maisa, you have to be comfortable eating, and that's all I care about. Halacha L'maisa. Yes, David.
Can one argue on that raya by saying, yeah, but women are putter from sukkah anyways, so clearly, so it wasn't when we said everyone would sleep in it.
Right, I think he asked me that. What do we answer? Teshvu, kain, taduru. Even though women are putter from the sukkah, but they used to sleep in the sukkah, so the man can be in the sukkah too. We said, bisman hazeh, if a woman doesn't want you to be in the sukkah, then the man shouldn't sleep in the sukkah. Okay. Remember we said that halacha lomai, it's obviously it's not sneez, so no one would do it, but we said the Gemara said an Erkin Beferish, Gimomafta, a man can have Tashra Shemitah with his wife in the sukkah. Obviously it's not sneez. It's a theoretical thing. Mr. Brewer, the Shartzian, points out the Gemara. He didn't remember we said that he wanted to be he's a tzaddik, he's not a Bagaiva, the Chafetz Chaim was an anuf. He just says Gemara in the Shartzian. It's a Gemara and a Shas and Erkin Daf Gimel. He didn't want to show off his bekiyas. Okay? So therefore that's the din, that's the halacha of what? Of the Chachamsi. That's 23. 24. Okay, you with me, Donnie? 24. What's the din of a person can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in an ofen that's psulim and rabbanim? Let's say you have a situation that the only sukkah you have is psulim and rabbanim, but it's kashrim and atar. For example, the planks. The only sukkah you have is planks. And planks aren't acceptable in rabbanim because Xerah people might think it's a what? It's a ceiling. Right? But that's the only sukkah you have. Remember what we said about that? We saw the Magen Avraham inside that he said, listen to me, I understand. It's the only thing you have. Go ahead and sit there. Go ahead and sit there, halacha l'maisa. Mr. Brewer, the Prima Gadim, said that the Chachamim made their gzeiras only what? Only l'chumra. You're going to tell me, oh, don't sit in sukkah? Then he doesn't end up sitting in the sukkah at all. So in such a situation, you should sit there, halacha l'maisa. We were questioning whether you could say a bracha or not. But remember we saw that the Rama even said you could say a bracha in such a situation? But they brought a riot that the bracha could be said on what? The bracha could be said on such a sukkah.
The Rabbanan would say you can't make a bracha on that sukkah. They're the ones who say you
Yeah, but the Rabbanan only instituted their gzeira in a case where you could, but this is an onus. This is onus rachmana patra, you're under duress. So the rabbinic institution is what? Does not surface. And therefore we would say what? You can sit in the sukkah and maybe even say a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham. I couldn't hear what you said. I know, but I'm answering your kasha, Avram, by saying that the din d'rabbanan did not get off the ground here because you're an onus. So since you're an onus, you have no other choice. And this is sukkah that's kasha min ha-Torah. So sit in the sukkah to the degree you can even say a bracha.
The same applies to
okay.
Stolen sukkah?
I couldn't hear you.
The same applies to stolen sukkah?
Stolen sukkah is mitzvah b'avayir. That's different. That's different. You wouldn't be yaitzeh at all. Okay, that's 24. 25. What's a machloek of Shmuel and Rabba Lagabi beer? Erev Chatzeres. Let's get it. How does Erev Chatzeres work? So we said that the Chachamim were very worried that if you'd be able to carry from one Rishus Sheyachet to another Rishus Sheyachet, what you'll end up doing? You'll end up carrying from Rishus Sheyachet to Rishus Rabba. The truth is a Chatzer is very open and everyone uses it. Everyone might think it's like a Rishus Rabba. So if you carry from a Chatzer to what? If you carry from a Chatzer, people are going to start saying, oh, Lamais, you can carry from Rishus Sheyachet to Rishus Rabba. It's literally going to cause people to be over in the city of Raisa. So therefore, there was a Chachamim or Masakin, what's called Erev Chatzeres. Please get it. There are two approaches we saw in Erev and Testament Beis as to how the mechanics of Erev Chatzeres works. The first shot that we said, so Machloik is Shmuel and Rabba. The first shot we said was as follows. Very, very fascinating. And that is Kinyan. Let's say over Kinyan first. What Kinyan means as follows. Is that everyone, Lamaisa, contributes to the piece of bread where it's going to be housed, and in the same vein, in return of that, what he does is that he's makna to everyone, the owner of that house, he's makna to everyone, a chelik in the house. So therefore, what ends up happening is that everyone is living where? In Choshen Mishput. Who owns the title of that house? Everybody. Everybody, by giving the bread, makes everyone the owner of that house. So therefore, we ignore all the other houses. It's like everyone in the whole chatzah is living in one home. If that's the case, then lamaisa it's permissible to carry in the chatzah without a problem, halacha lamaisa. Because the problem was when it was owned by what? Different people. But what this mechanic does is mishum kinyan is that it creates a scenario that everyone's what? Going to be considered to be owning that one house, and we totally ignore the other house. This is Shmuel's svara, halacha lamaisa. Considered to be all one, they're all individual, all together in that house, and therefore that's the Hesber why Shmuel says Erev Chatzeres Taka works. Now, Rabba argues, Rabba says that Erev is Mishum Dira. What is Mishum Dira? That when everyone contributes to the bread to be put in the guy's house, what do we treat it as? As everyone is what? Living in one house. If everyone is living in one house, also Lemaisa becomes permissible. Because again, we don't have people spread out. We ignore the other house. We don't have people spread out in different homes. So those are the two approaches, guys. What does the mechanics of the bread? Does it choshen mishput? You know what I mean when I say choshen mishput? In the title of the house, do we assume that all of them now together own the house? That makes it okay. That's mishum kenyan. That's shmul. Or do we say mishum dira, which means according to Rabbah, we view all pi halacha as everyone living in one house. And that also skirts the issue. And therefore we ignore all the other houses. Those are the two approaches that you have. How Erev Chatzeres Taka works, al pi din. And we said, I want you to make sure you get this. We said when it comes to the kalim, if you remember, we said which kalim were okay to carry? If they were in the chatzar from when? From before Shabbos starting, then you're able to carry them what? Inside the what? Inside the chatzar. But the kalim that were in the house to carry the chatzar, the only way you can carry them is if you have an Erev Chatzeres. Okay? So that's the machloikis. Please get that down. Can Shmuel and Rab on the guy with the mechanics of Erev Chatzeres. Yes, Jacob. The problem is you have multiple people in different houses, right? So therefore people are going to think if you carry from the house to the chatzar, which is a public type place, oh, they'll think it's like a Rosh Hashanah, which it's really not. So they'll end up carrying from, lead people to carry from Rosh Hashanah, which is Nisibi rights. So the Chum came up with a takana called Erev Chatzeres. What does that accomplish? According to Shmuel, it accomplishes that all the people al pi din choshen mishput are living in one house. All the other houses we ignore. So if you're living in one house, then there's no problem. They're not going to view the chatzar as being what a public thing because there's only one house. But according to Rabbah, we say that what we view al pi din is everyone living in one house, and we also ignore the other houses. Okay. So therefore, when you make it one house, then it's permissible to carry from the house to the chatzar. It's not considered to be a problem. And you can carry within the chatzar itself too, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Only when there are multiple homes, that are multiple families in different homes, is it a problem. But when you put it to one family in one house, then it's considered to be okay. The question is how you accomplish that. Is that through kinyan or through diri? That's the chiddush. Yes, go ahead, Avram. We'll see right now.
What's the difference in explanation? Not what's the difference?
I don't understand. Well,
it seems like they're both saying that now everybody...
The big difference is, according to Rabbah, has nothing to do with choshen mishput. We just view them as living together. But in the title of choshen mishput, they don't all own it. That's a major difference. That's what I stressed. Choshen mishput, everyone owns this home now. Okay, that's number 25. 26, let's go. What's the chiddush of the Tosfos on the bottom? Gimel Amud Aleph. Emin Nichem O'er L'Gavir Chatzeres. So Tosfos points out very beautifully that he says, even if you hold Mishum Kinyan, you must hold an element of Dira. You must hold an element of Dira. How is that? He says as follows. He says, number one, you cannot at all put in the house that's not our mamas, the bread. Because such a house is not Roy L'Dira. So even according to the opinion that says Mishum Kinyan holds an element of Dira. Because a house that's less than Arba Amah is not Roy Ladira. But why should there be a problem in Kenyan? It's not. But you see the Mandar holds Kenyan, holds that there's an element of Dira as well. And therefore a house less than Arba Amah will not be allowed to house the bread. Number two, Raya, says Tosfos. The opinion that holds Al Pi Halacha Mishum Kenyan agrees Al Pi Din that the house, that houses the bread does not have to pay for the bread at all. Because why? Because he's living there. He doesn't have to pay for the bread and contribute to the bread because the guy's living there. So if the guy's living there, Lemaisa, it's considered to be, he doesn't have to contribute. So you see, even if you hold Mishum Kinyan, that the whole focus is that everyone should what? Everyone should be, you know, living in one house, and Mishum Kinyan means that everyone owns it, but there's still an element of Dira. The element of Dira is if I'm living there, I don't have to contribute because physically I'm living there. But I thought you're a Kenyan man. No, I don't care. There's still an element of Dira. And the fact that you're living there tells me you don't have to contribute. So those are the two halachas that Tosfos proves that even if you're a Kenyan man like Shmuel, there is an element of Dira. The first halacha being that what? The first halacha being that what? That has to be what? Roy Ladira, the house that houses the matzahs, the bread. And number two is that the guy that is housing the bread, the guy who lives there, doesn't have to contribute because he's living there. But I thought you're a Kenyan man. See, even the Kenyan man says there's an element of Dira as well. Okay, that's number what? 27. Let's get a straight up Gemara. I want you guys a chazer. What is the difference between Erev and Chatzir and Shutav and Vos, Lagabe Bayashin Bar Bamos, Lagabe Hanachos Erev, Tazbir? If you're dealing with an Erev Chatziris, which allows you, everyone to what? To walk in the Chatzir? To carry in the Chatzir, rather, not just to carry? You have to put the bread in a house that has Arba Amos or Arba Amos for Erev Chatziris. But for Shitufim Uvos, you could put the matzah or the bread even in the middle of the chutzner. And what was the Lashon in the Gemara that I want you to know? What's the Lashon? Logara, no? What's the Lashon in the Gemara? Hi, Logara Mechatzah Shimamavui. Excellent, Donnie. If you could put the Shitufim Uvos in the middle of the chutzner, you could put it in a house less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. What's the difference? I don't care. The middle of the chutz is just like a house that's less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. That's straight up in the Gemara. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. That for Erev Chatzeris, the bread must be in a house that has Arba Amos or Arba Amos. For Shitufim Uvos, which wants to put to, what is Shitufim Uvos? Puts a bunch of chutzes together. Erev Chatzeris puts what? Puts the bottom that they can all one buys for the chutz. Shitufim Uvos combines the Chatzeris. That box of matzahs or that bread for Shitufim Uvos can be in the middle of the chutz. Therefore, it can be in a house less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. That's 27. 28. What's the din legabe nesinus pas le'erev v'chatzer shitufim vos? Poshut din. Don't confuse it. People always confuse it. Regarding contributing, if you live in a house that is arba arba amos, you must contribute to a shitufim vos and erev v'chatzeris. If you live in a house that is less than arba amos, you don't have to contribute. What happens if what? You didn't contribute and it's a house of arba amos, what's the din? It asters the whole place. Messes it up for everyone. Everyone has to contribute if you have a house that's Arba Amos or Arba Amos. If you have a house that's less and you didn't contribute, no big deal. Because you don't have to contribute. So therefore it doesn't asher at all. Okay? So don't confuse 27, 28. Don't confuse the halacha of Hanachas Erev, where you put the bread, and the halacha of what? Nesinus Apas, the contributing notion. There's a major difference between what? Between putting the bread in a certain place and the requirement of what? Contributing. Regarding putting the bread, there's a difference between Erev and Shitufim Uvos. However, regarding what? Contributing, there is no difference. Okay? Yehuda, you got it? All right, that's 28. Let's go to Shir 5, number 1. Let's go. Okay. What's the din? Unbelievable. When some of the tables in the house, regarding the Gzeirah. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out, amazing Kiddush. I want you to get it. We said it. What happens if some of the table's in the house and some of it is in outside? What's the din? Mr. Brewer writes, it's mutter. The whole gzeir is when the whole house is where? The whole table is in the house. If some of it's in the house, some of the sukkah, it's mutter. We don't make the gzeir. But the question is how much? So please get this down. How much? Lamaisa, much the shulchan be in the sukkah in order to get rid of the gzeirah. So this is a machloikis in the shartzian we mentioned. Okay? Amazing. One shita says you need rov of the table to be in the sukkah to get out of the gzeirah. And the other shita, the Magen Avraham, says a tefach is enough. Amazing. The Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says the Chidah. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah. Rove of the table's got to be in the sukkah to get out of the Gzeirah. Magen Avraham says a tefach is alone enough. Okay? So I would imagine we should be machman at Din D'Oraisa. But I want you to know that halacha. Okay? We did it. Very good, very important detail. Tefach was the Magen Avraham would be enough to get out of the Gzeirah. Okay? Because I guess as long as there is a flag there that, you know, some of the tables in the sukkah, see, it's enough. I'm not going to follow it. Only when the whole thing is in there, then I'm going to follow it. Okay? The tefach, I think, no matter what. Any tefach dimension. Because again, it's like I said, the svi. It's a flag to get you out of the gzeirah. Okay, that answers number one. Number two. What's the din of a bias that has no arbamos or abamos? Do you have square it or not for the din of mezuzah? Let's get it. Okay? We said that if you have a house that's in a situation where it's not 4x4 exactly, but it's what basically 8x2. Okay? So I want you to get this. In other words, it's not 4x4 as a square, but it's 8x2. So is that enough to mechayev mezuzah? So we said before, as you saw it inside, that the Rambam was of the opinion that you're chayev in a mezuzah, and we actually had a duke from the Gemara, the Rishon Letzion, because it says, bayis she'ein bo. Bayis she'ein bo, meaning that what? Yeah. Doesn't say bayis she'ein o arbamos or arbamos. It says she'ein bo. So mashma halacha l'maisa, that it doesn't have it at all, even on a square inch level. So as long as it's square inch, 8x2, you're chayev in a mezuzah, according to the Rambam. However, the Rosh said that you're putter from a mezuzah, and how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef says we go like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says we go like the Rambam, the only one who argues on the Rambam is a Rosh. Comes along, the Shach says that's not true. The Shach says the Rabbeinu Yerucham also argues, along with the Rosh. Therefore the Shach argues, get it down, we said this, we saw it inside, the Shach says you put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Or you put up a mezuzah on a room that you mechuyev in a bracha and then quickly run over there and put a mezuzah on the room that is considered to be 8x2 halacha l'maisa. And we said you should be machmer by a mic as well. You should be machmer by erevei chatzeres shituv v'mavos, that you should require it square inches. Remember we said the chumra in the other direction? But don't use it as the house to what? Don't use it as your house to put the matzahs in. Remember we said we're machmer in both directions. You require them to contribute halacha l'maisa for the erev chatzeres v'shituv v'mavos, but to put the matzahs in there and put the bread in there, no way. We want it to be square by square, so we machmer in both directions. Okay, that's number two. Number three, we said it. We couldn't believe this one. You look in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. I was looking. Rambam Shulchan Aruch leave out this din. Number three, they leave out the din of ein mishtarv and mishtaten bebayis pachus mi'arbamos. Leaves out the halacha that a house less than arbamos doesn't have to contribute. He leaves out the halacha. How could the Rambam Shulchan Aruch leave it out? Remember we were bothered by that? So Baruch Hashem, we found that L'maisa, the Prima Gadim, quotes at L'halacha. The Prima Gadim quotes at L'halacha from a sugya in Erevin. He quotes it, Prima Gadim quotes at L'halacha, and Mr. Brewer quotes it too as well. So we said that what? We said that L'maisa, perhaps we should definitely be machmer. But we said, why on earth would the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave it out? So he pointed out that there's another Gemara in Shas. Where's the other Gemara in Shas? The Gemara in Erevin and Daf Ayin Beis Ben Beis that quotes a story with Maisa Beben Nafcha, who had 5 chatzeres in Usha, and there was a story in the Gemara, and the Gemara said, "My makum dira." So the Gemara says, "Makum pita, makum lina," and the Gemara says, "What was the Kash Gemara Beis Dira Sakataitich? Why don't you say we're talking about a house that's less than arba'amos arba'amos?" So we said it's clear from that Gemara in Erevin and Daf Ayin Beis Ben Beis that a house that is less than arba'amos arba'amos must contribute. That's why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch left out the din. But the bottom line is that the Prima Gadim says halacha l'maisa that you don't aser. So we assume like the Prima Gadim Mishnah Berurah. It's very rare, guys, that you come across a din in Shas that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave out. This is the one din I think we had so far in the first few blot that's totally left out. And the truth of the matter is that even that din, the Prima Gadim says we don't ask if they don't give. But I imagine, L'maisa, there are those that are machmer. That if you had a guy who lived in a little house less than 4x4, we want him to contribute as well. Because we don't want to be against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's answers number three. Number four, what's the din of a Beis Shar? What is the din of a Beis Shar? A house gate that doesn't have 4x4, legabi mezuzah. What do we say regarding this din? So I want you to get this down. I didn't write the phrase, but it's a Beis Shar that's samuch labayis. Okay? Add that in. That is right next to the house. Because in our Gemara, what do we say? The Gemara said beferish that a Beis Shar is potter from a mezuzah. You remember that? You guys know the Gemara Baal Peh, right? What did the Gemara say? Yeah? It said, a Beis Shar ain't no Eruv. There's no requirement of an Eruv, and it doesn't aser. Right? It says beferish, Beis Shar. So what's going on in this case? So the Beis Shar, we always said, is, you know, like you have a guard post outside? That's what the Gemara is talking about, your punter. There's no, you can't put the Eruv there. But what about a Beis Shar that's right next to the house? Mamish right next to the house. So here again, we had an interesting machlokes. Let's get it. Halacha l'maisa. A beis shiur that is samuch. What do you say in this case? A beis shiur that is samuch. Because the bottom line is that the din is, it's interesting, halacha l'maisa, because, you know, I would have thought that's an extension of the Gemara. But it's not so poshut at all. A beis shiur that's pasuch l'bayis, I would even write the word, not samuch, I would say patuch. Okay, it's the same thing. You have a gatehouse that's right next to the house. What do you say? Is it chayv in mezuzah or not? Al pi din. So we said beferish, according to the Rishash and our Gemara, we saw it inside. He said, yes, you are chayv in mezuzah. Because it's like a burgenin. A burgenin is chazil lemilsum. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shem the Chamuri Daniel, that there is a usage for it. There's a guard man. He sits right there. It's like a burgenin is chazil lemilsum, the huts. So just like the huts are a space for sleeping for guys that travel, this also has a purpose, a function. So why shouldn't you be chayv in mezuzah? And that's what's quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva b'shem the Chamuri Daniel. However, Reb Shlomo Kluger, in his sefer called Kina Sofrim, beautiful sefer, in his sefer Kina Sofrim, he says absolutely not. He says it's a complete mistake. He says if a house that's not Arba Amos or Arba Amos, a room, is not chayv in mezuzah, so why should this little beis shiur that's connected to the house be chayv in mezuzah? So he says it's a tall scummer, it's a mistake, and he says you're not chayv in the mezuzah. Okay, interesting din. That was Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Kina Sofrim. So it's interesting. So we would probably put it up without a bracha in such a case. You know, I don't know if I mentioned originally, you know how some people go crazy, they put a mezuzah on everything. It's not right. The Medrash says a mezuzah, if you put a mezuzah on a place you're not mechuyev, the mezuzah cries. In this case, though, we have a machlokes in the poskim, we would say put it up without a bracha. So make brachas l'hakam. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
Why would that be any different than like a closet or anything else? So if it doesn't get it, it has a purpose.
That's what that was his taina. That was his taina. He says it's considered to be a taina.
No, but by that
no, we said a walk-in closet has to be dalad al dalad. Remember,
right,
a room that's smaller dalad al does not require a mezuzah.
If we're going to say the guardhouse is smaller and that we should put up without a mezuzah,
right? So that's why he says it's a mistake. On the other hand, you can say it's not part of the house though. It's like a burgenin. It has a function. So if it has a function, maybe you should be chayiv. I hear what you're saying. That's the taina of Shlomo Kluger that he thought it was a talus. So I would, if someone asked me to shayla in that case, I would say put it up without a bracha, because Zomachleik is in the post. Okay. That answers number what? Four. Five. What's the pshat of Enosin Ibor Ben Shtei Ayaros? Let's get it. Don, are you with me? What's the din of Enosin Ibor Ben Shtei Ayaros? If you have a house, Rashi says beautifully, if you have a house that wants to connect the two cities, yes? And Rashi teaches very beautifully, he says what? You have a house that's what? 72/3 amas. You have a city, 72/3 amas. That equals what? 141 and a third, yes? 70 plus 2/3 plus 70 plus 2/3 equals 141 and what? And 1/3. So let's say you have a bias in the middle. The bias in the middle, does that connect the two or not? What do you say? To make it all one big city. Like a woman that's pregnant. Carpath is like an ibur. Same word. Remember, you box the city, you draw a box, remember we said it?
Yeah.
You draw a box and then you do a carpath, right? You draw a box around the city, then you get a carpath, okay?
172,
right? Right, 72/3 amas, 72/3 amas. So the question is, in this case, right, Rashi said, you got a connection here, but there's a bias right here. The bias is right there. Does the bias do the job or not to connect the two? Because it's exactly that. The bias is the one that combines the two to make it one within 141 and a third. If it wasn't for the house, you'd be in trouble. So is it good or not? Depends. If it's a house that has Arba Amos or Arba Amos, it's good. If it's a house that's not Arba Amos, it's not good. Does not connect it. Push it in. That's how Rashi's Masber. Beautiful shot. That's what Rashi wants to tighten it. He says the house does the job. You need the house. But what type of house? A legitimate house. Okay, that's five. What's a legitimate house? Al pi halacha? Arba Amos? Al Arba Amos. You talk like a lamdin, not a brick house. You know what I mean? You ask a guy, what's a legitimate brick house? No, we're talking lamdis in the Torah. The Torah occupation. Okay, that's five. Six. What's the din of shtekar people shein muvlo zubazu el raknoga zubazu? Oh! Let's say it's 141 and a third. Touches each other exactly. And there is no house. There is no house. Is that good or not? Oh, so we pointed out that's the machlokes. The Aruch Lanier says, it's Medayik and Rashi. We saw it inside, that the Aruch Lanier is Medayik and Rashi. You need a house. Just because they touch each other is not enough. You need a house to mitzaref them both. And Tosfos and the Rambam argue. And they say you do not need a house. There is no need to have a house. None at all. As long as they're touching, it is fine. And we said in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Erevin, Simon, Shin, Sadi, Ches, Siv, Zayin, we saw it inside. The Shulchan Aruch holds like Tyson and the Rambam. You do not need a house to mitzaref them together. And then we pointed out at Od Nekuda, Donnie, let's get this. You have an individual city that is 72/3 Amos, the Karpath, yes? Does that have to be within the 72/3 Amos, or can it touch it? What's the din? In other words, you have a city, and you have 72/3 Amos outside the city. You have a city, then you have the Karpath, the bias. Can it touch it, or must the house be inside for it to be considered a Karpath, for you to extend to go weiter? You follow me, Izzy? Is it enough to touch, or does it have to be inside? Another machlekes in Rishonim you must get. The Rambam will say it's fine. As long as it touches, it's fine. But the Ritva says not that way. The Ritva we saw here says it must be muvla, halacha l'maisa. If it's not muvla, it's swallowed up, it's not going to be good, halacha l'maisa. Okay. The Ritva. Pashim Shah will hold like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Well, Pashim Shah will hold like the Rambam. Jacob, you got that? Please get that, okay? Rambam says just touching, just like he said by the other one, right? You don't need a house. He says the same thing here. Doesn't have to be swallowed up in. Okay, the Ritva says it must be swallowed up in. That was number 6. 7. Let's go, guys. What's the din of Burgenin? Does it have to be Arba Amos or Arba Amos unbelievable kasha?
No.
We never do tricks. We don't call it a trick kasha. But this is like, you got to know it really good. This really shows it really good. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says a house that doesn't have Arba Amos on it, let it be like at least a Burgenin. What's the Gemara's answer? A Burgenin has utility. This has no utility. A house less than Dalamas has no utility. It's a nothing. It's a nothing. That's what the Gemara said. You remember that? In the middle of Gimel Amud Beis. Said it Beferish. Enos and Ibram and Shea Aras Afilu Kib Burgenin Lo Mashvinin Lo. Why can't the house less than Dalamas be like a Burgenin? Because a Burgenin has utility. This has no utility, a house that has no Arba Amos. It's a nothing. So we asked a fascinating question. But does a Burgenin need Arba Amos or Arba Amos? A house certainly does, but does a Burgen? The Gemara didn't say that. That's how we always try to show, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Disiyata Dishmaya. In the Gemara, we try to show the Rishonim, say they pick up on this topic. The Gemara did not say whether a Burgen needs Arba Amos. It said a house doesn't need Arba Amos. But what about a Burgen? So we saw the Ritva. The Ritva said, Halach Lamaisa. He quotes a Yeshua Pirishu. Yes, you do need Arba Amos for a Burgenin. You do need Arba Amos. You can have the greatest stone house in the world, but it's not the house, it's a nothing. But a Burgen is good. Halach l'maisa, and it's got to be Arba Amos or Arba Amos. It's got to be Arba Amos or Arba Amos. That was the Yeshua Pirishu in the Ritva. And then the Ritva says, I'm sorry. I disagree with you. The Ritva says that a Burgen does not need Arba Amos or Arba Amos at all. It's a unique and special cut, made use for sleeping, made for one night, to rest a little bit, and there is no need at all for the Burgen to what? And that's what it seems to be in the Poskim, the Shari Tshuva, and the Dagam, Shem, the Dagam Ravava, that Lamaisa Burgen does not have to be Arba Amos, Arba Amos, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what it seems, I'll be in. But please get it. Okay. That answers, that's how you do it. Chazara. Some guy will tell you, oh, it's in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. What's in the Gemara is that a house that doesn't dial out is not good. What's not in the Gemara is Burgen. That's a Shiloh, a Burgen Dalamas. Okay? I don't want you to get anything clear. David, you got it? Okay. That's number what? That's number 7. 8. Let's go. What's the din of a Sukkos? Unbelievable. What happens on Sukkos on Shabbos? Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos or if Yontif for Shabbos? Is it possible to say that a sukkah that is less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos, if you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what does Rabbeinu HaKadosh say a sukkah's got to be a shear of? Avram? Arba Amos? Al Arba Amos, yes? What happens if you have a sukkah, let's get this, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yontif of Sukkos that is less than Arba Amos. But since on Shabbos, since I can use it as a Borgin for the Isra of Tchumen, maybe it also is good for what? To be a Sukkah. Who had that suffix? The Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier had that suffix. You guys got to get that down. According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, normally, of course, a Sukkah less than Arba Amos is not good. But here's the Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's good for a Borgin. So maybe migu that it's good for a Borgin for a Chol Shabbos, it should be good also for Sukkos. The Gemara has a concept like that in Daf Zayin. Is that considered to be good or not? Because here it's now good for what? It has a utility. Will it work to be a Borgin or not? Even if you hold like what? What do we say, Yosef? Even if you hold like the Chachamim, you follow me? What do the Chachamim say? That a Sukkah is bigger than Shiva Tov, it's good, yes? So Don, even according to the Chachamim, it should be good. Because on Sukkah it's kosher, so should it be good for it to be a what, a Borgin or not? Right, but what I'm saying, Avra, is that you could clear the shayl even according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim, like this, listen up. Chachamim say a Sukkah, Shiva Tov is kosher, correct? So this Sukkah will be what? If you hold like the day in Rishonim, this is a Borgin, it's got to be Arba Amos or Arba Amos. That's the way we posed it. If you hold it a Borgin, normally it's be Arba Amos. I can give you a case on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos that maybe a Borgin that is less than Arba Amos, which is because it's good for a Sukkah, then maybe it'd also be good for a Chol Shabbos. Like we have that, correct. Like we said, Migu to what? The Gemara has in Daf Zayin, Migu to have a Dolph on the Sukkah, it's a Dolph on the Shabbos. Correct. We said, even according to Chum Jacob, you got this? I'm going to say it again. Even according to my numbers, it's a Borgin. Normally, it's got to be Arba Amos. Maybe here it's different because on Sukkah it has utility. It's kosher because we only acquire Shiva Tov. So since it's good for Sukkah, maybe it should be good for Shabbos as well. Don't you normally require a Borgin to be Arba Amos? That's true, but this is special this day because it's good for Sukkah. That's the suffix of the Aruch Lanier. On one side, it should be good. On the other side, the other Shabbos of the year, it doesn't work. So therefore, on the Shabbos, Petokah Chag, it shouldn't work as well. That's the stuff of the Aruch Lanier. The Sfasemis says, according to Ritva, for sure it's good. Because what did the Ritva say? Even if it's less than Arba Amos, so Borgin's good, yeah? So according to him, it's for sure good. No, according to Ritva. Ritva argued on the Isha Pirshu. Saying according to the Ritva. Yeah, that's what the Sfasemis put. According to the Ritva, it's no Shail. Of course it's good. Okay. That answers number what? 8. Let's go, guys. Number 9. Let's go. Number 9. What's the machloikis Reb Meir in the Chum Legabe Karpev? Reb Meir says, even one city, it's a Mishnah in Erev, in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, even one city gets a Karpev, the extension. Chumim say, no way. You need two cities to get a Karpev. Straight up machloikis, straight up. That's number 1. Number 9. 10. What is the machloikis between Rav Huna and Chiya Barav regarding the Chumim Shita? Please get it. There's a machloikas amoraim in Erevin, which we saw, said over. Let's get it. What does Rav Huna say? Rav Huna is of the opinion that according to the Chachamim, you give what? If you have two cities, what do? Each city gets a what? According to Rav Huna.
Each city
Marty, according to Rav Huna, each city gets a karpeth. Each city gets a carpet, which is 70 plus 2 thirds, 70 plus 2 is 141 and a third. According to Chiya Barav, what do they say? And according to Reb Meir, therefore what? There's no machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chum by two cities. They both hold the identical shita. The whole machloikis is only by one city. What does Chiya Barav say? Chiya Barav says, I want to tell you something. According to the Chachamim, if there are two cities, they share one carpet. Not that each city gets a carpet. No! They share one karpif. That's it. 72 thirds lamaisa between the two cities, and that's it. Okay? That's the machloikis amorim within the chum. Again, one more time. Reb Meir and the chum, Reb Meir says, even one city gets a karpif. Chum say, no. You need two cities to get a karpif. When the chum say two cities get a karpif, what does that mean? Rav Huna says, each city gets a karpif. That means 70 plus 2 thirds, 70 plus 2 thirds, 141 and a third. According to Chiya Barav, no, it means that in between the two cities, they share one carpet, only 70 and two-thirds. That answers number 1. Number 10. 11. What does Tysus and Gimel Amid Beis, the Maskel Vein, Osin Makshin? What does Tysus ask? Let's get it. On the bottom of Gilman Base. Tosus asks the following. He says, I don't understand what the purpose of the bias is. What is the purpose of the bias? You either have the carpet for you don't. You want to tell me like Rashi? You want to tell me like Rashi? That you need the house to what? To mitzarf them together? So, Lamaisa, that's difficult. Why is that difficult? So again, I'm in number what? Number 11. What does Tosus ask? Tosus, I don't understand the purpose of the house. Either it's touching or not touching. That was the sheet of Tosus we did earlier. Doesn't need a house. He says, oh, you want to tell me that you need the house to mitzarf them together? And it has to be a house of our mamas? Then why is that difficult? Because it should have said what, David? Should have said what? Ma'wa hasker shtei ayaros. Should have said one city. Enos and Ibra lirachas. Why did it say Enos and Ibra shtei ayaros? One city would have sufficed. Shouldn't need two cities. That was Tosus' kashya. Yeah, the Gemara said Enos and Ibra shtei ayaros. What do you need to say shtei ayaros for? Just say one city. That's all. According to Rashi, if you want to tell me that the bias is that you needed to mitzarv them together, you don't have to have a case with two cities. Could be with one city. And then it's considered to be what? It's considered miskaber with the air, and then you go weiter with it. And Tosus brought a raya for that because they traveled 3,000 mil to the Beis Knesses where Daniel davened. Yes? Based on Burgenins. 3,000 mil they traveled. It's an amazing thing. And he got upset with them. He said, what are you doing? There's no Burgenin in the bubble because they always get washed away. There's a lot of floods. In Eretz Yisrael, a Burgen works. But you see, theoretically, that you can go far and far and far. So therefore, Allah Lamaisa, Tosus says, that's number 11. So that's what I want you to get. Tosus' kasha in the beginning is, what is the purpose of the house? It's only touch enough. Oh, if you want to tell me the bias and tzarf, then why have two gear? Why do you have the gear of Enos and Ibra ben Shtei Ayaros? Say Enos and Ibra le'ir Achas. The house that's less than our Bamos. So that leads, that's number 10, number 11. Therefore, that led us to the gears of the Rashbam. What was the gears of the Rashbam? That's his girsa. He changes it. Ain osinoso ibur leir. Not shtei ayaros. One city, in plain and simple. Yushalmi's mashma like that too. It says, ain osin chibur leir. That was the girsa Rashbam. There's the kasha of Tosus. Yeah, the kasha of Tosus forced the Rashbam's girsa to make sense. Jacob, that in a chanami, you cannot use a what? A bias that's less than our mamas cannot attach to a city. One city's enough. You don't have to stay shtei ayaros. The application would be the same. Be simple with it. One ear. That's 12. 13. What's the girsa Rabbeinu Tam and how does Tosus masber Rabbeinu Tam? Let's get it down. Rabbeinu Tam saves Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. Rabbeinu Tam says Rashi's girsa is correct, shtei ayaros. And he goes on to say a beautiful theory, the Rabbeinu Tam, and that theory is as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam's theory is that a house is like a city. A house is literally like a city. And therefore, that's what he wanted to express. If it's a house of Arba Amos, then it can be like a city. If it's a house that's less than Arba Amos, it cannot be like a city. And you plug it in according to the Shita accordingly. If you have a city in a house, the house is considered to be like the city. As long as it's within 72-thirds, it's fine. No problem. Remember we said you could keep extending and extending. When do you stop extending? Otherwise, the loop is never ending. When do you stop extending? When you start counting 2,000 what? When you start counting 2,000 amas, then you're ready, you're done. Okay? But you can keep extending the Ibor, go on and on and on. That's how they travel 3,000 miles. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, that if you use a house mamish like a city, that's an amazing chiddush, that a house is treated like a city. So then he's pointed out, so why didn't you say it then? Why did you just say ir? Why did you say shtei ayaros? Say ir ubayis. What's the answer? Because you want to be symmetrical. Because Reb Meir said what? Ir. So the Chachamim also say what? Ir as well. But theoretically, they could have said bias just as well. A bias has the same halach as the ir. That's the chiddush according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we got that? Yes, Yosef. Yeah, everyone, all the Rishonim rejected. Tulsa's right now is going to reject it. We're going to see. The Beis Yosef says a bias is not like a city. Absolutely not.
No, but how do they join a city
then? We're going to get to it. Okay, we'll get to it now. That answers number what? 13. 14. What does Tosus say in the end of the Tosus? Tosus says, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam. I don't accept your theory. A house is not like a city. And he says, if you plug it in according to the opinions you'll see that it's not that what I'm saying is true. According to Reb Meir, what do we say? That you have a carpet with even one city, but it better be a city. It better not be a house. Why should a house be zocha to an ibur? The ibur is bigger than the house. Remember we said it's not mistaber? Doesn't make any sense that a house should have an ibur. According to Rav Huna, al libid rabbanon, you can each city, each house lamaisa should get a karpef. It's ridiculous. Why should each house get a karpef? Again, it's the same svara. A house is smaller than the karpef. You'd have two homes, and each home gets a karpef. It's ridiculous. But then Tosfos says Yosef the following: there is one opinion that Rabbeinu Tam's theory is correct. That opinion is according to Chiya Bar Rav. Because how else do you build a city if it's not an if it's an unwalled city? If it's a walled city, everyone's surrounded by walls. But if it's an unwalled city, then how do you have a structure of a city? It's got to be that a house within another house of 72/3 can build up a city. Then you'll be able to what, draw a square and then make another ibur. Otherwise, you'd no, have no other way of ever having a city ever. So even only according to Chiya Bar Rav, Yosef, is Rabbeinu Tam's theory correct. But according to other shittas, it's not correct. And in the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef says we reject the Rabbeinu Tam. Most of the Rishonim reject it. Our Tosfos even rejected it. Except at the very end, he said only according to forming a city, you can't expect the houses to be touching one another like in, you know, Queens. You know how the houses are so close together, not actually touching, right? They're not actually touching, right, Svi, but they're close together. But he says, oh, the only way to form a city is the houses come together? Come on. So he says that that theory that a city is, a house is like a city, is only according to Chiya Bar Rav, and I'll agree with that then. Okay, we got that? Yes, Yehuda.
Would a city get a carpet on all sides?
Would a city get a carpet? Yeah, any way you walk. North,
you
east, south, west. Yeah, around the whole square. Remember, you said to make a square, you make a carpet. Right.
So you get one, but you get one everywhere.
Yes, 72/3. That's correct. Okay. That answers number what? 14. Let's go, guys. 15. Let's go. What does the Gemara say? Let's go, Donnie. Let's rev it up. Okay? 14. What is it? 15, rather. Donnie called me last night. He's a man of his word. He said, Rebbe, I'm going to call. And he called. Okay? But right before Meir, if I couldn't answer the kashan, after Meir, if I called. Okay. What does the Gemara say? Chalukas chatzar ben ha'achin. Let's get it. The Gemara says, oh, if you have a chatzar and they want to distribute it, what's the din? So let's get it clear. The Gemara says, beferish on gimel amid beis, very beautifully. The Gemara says, I want you to know something. If you have a house that is less than arba amos, they don't distribute it, they don't divide it up. But if it has arba amos, you divide it up. But the Gemara asks on that, it's not true. You need each guy to have arba amos to divide it up. So the Gemara says, you're right. I'll tell you, I want you to get all those stages. Again, number one, if it's less than arba amos, you don't divide it up. Mashma, if it's arba amos, you divide it up. What do you mean? No, each guy's got to have arba amos. Each guy's got to have arba amos in order to live properly. Elu, the Gemara says like this, it has no din chaluka b'chatzer, meaning that according to Rav Huna, how do you divide up a chatzar? You had two boys, two brothers. One brother gets a gigantic house. The other brother gets only three. Remember we said that? Right here. One brother has the big house, one Pesach. The other brother has the three little houses, but each one has a door. So according to Rav Huna, please get it down. According to Rav Huna, what's the din? You divide it up according to the doors. That means the guy who has a three little house gets 75% of what? Of the whole chatzar. The guy who has a big house, but he only has one door, only gets 25%. That's Rav Huna. What does Rav Chisda say? Each door gets arba amos. And then you divide up the rest of the chatzar. That is correct. The rest you divide up. But that's only what? That's only by a house that is what? Arba amos, arba amos. But a house that's less than arba amos is a zero. Gets nothing. Has no rights in the chatzar at all. You don't give a chelik in the chatzar at all. It's the lemistar koi. You're going to destroy it. It's omer l'stir of harisa. It's going to be run over. The house that is less than arba amos or arba amos. So that's the din in the Gemara. Please get it. Bottom line is, each guy divide up, he needs arba amos or arba amos. So what's going on? We're talking about a case. If you hold lefi the doors, okay. If you hold lefi the doors, you divide up, 75-25. If you hold lefi what? Each door gets arba amos, And the rest you divide up, that's only by a house that what is Arba Amos or Arba Amos. House that's not Arba Amos doesn't get anything. What happens if you have a house that is a door that's less than Arba Amos? Gets zero. You plug it in the corner of Huna, who says you look at the doors. You plug it in the corner of Chissi, who says you get Arba Amos by the door. That's only by a house that has Arba Amos, Arba Amos. If it's not Arba Amos, it's a zero. It doesn't register. It's a zero. Okay. What'd you say?
Zero.
It's nothing. He has no rights in the Chatzar. What do we say the Sfar was, remember, Donna? Because you want to be able to get in and out. The house is such a small thing. I mean, it's going to be destroyed anyway. You don't need it to get in and out. Okay. That answers number 15. 16. Number 16. Okay? Here we go. Number 16 we said as follows. What is the din of two doors in one house? That's a chop. Let's say you have a house that has multiple doors. Let's say you have a house that has multiple doors. If you have a house that has multiple doors, does that mean that what? That each door registers? And you should get more rights in the chatzar? Or does it, we say no? So we said that this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Please. According to the Ritva, doesn't make a difference. I don't care how many doors you have. Each house only gets one. It's considered to have one door. And Rashi and Baba Basra and Yudal from Manav Dramas Chatzar says no. Each door gets its own rights to the Chatzar. Each door gets its own rights to the Chatzar. Halacha l'maisa. And that you plug in accordingly. Corner of Huna, they'll get, if you have four doors, they'll get, 80% of the Chatzar. And if you hold what? If you hold like, if you hold like a chiz, each one will get its own dalar amas. It's machleis Rashi Ritva. Okay, that's.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says each door gets its own rights to the chatzar against the Ritva. Fuss says only one home can have a pesach. Okay, 17. Let's go. What's it then by two houses, one within another? You know, you have one house pouring out to the chatzar, and you have a bias inside. It's like a two family house, but it's not side to side. It's one is in the out and one is inside. So only the outer house has a pesach directly to the chatzar. The inner house does not. So what do you do in that case? Do they have any rights to the inner house or not? So the Ritva is of the opinion, halacha l'maisa, they get nothing. They get nothing. That's why the lashon is lefi what? Lefi pesacheha. Doesn't say pischei chatzim, it's a pischei abatim that are psuchim l'chatzar. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if you have one house in front of another house, Lamaisa, the one that what? The one that's pouring out to the chatzar gets the rights. The one that's inside does not get the rights. It has to be a pesach pouring out to the chatzar. That was the chiddush of the Ritva we had right here. Okay. Let's go to that 17, 18. Let's go, guys. Number 18.
What's the other opinion, Bill?
No other opinion. We assume like the Ritva Ladina. Okay? We feel bad for the inner house, but I'm sorry. You don't have a pesach adjacent to the chatzar. Okay, that's 17, 18. What's the following din in the following case? We had a bir halacha. You got a gigantic room, and then you have a small room. You have a gigantic room, and then you have a small room. And you place the bread for the Erev Chatzeris in the small room, and the small room was a room that was less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. Is that good or not? Yes. You're making an Erev Chatzeris. You have to put the bread in someone's house. So you put it in someone's house that has a huge room. But in that huge room, there's a small room separated by walls that's less than Arba Amos or Arba Amos. You put the bread in there. Is that good or not? Al pi halacha. Is that good or not? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos that has a stunning chiddush. And he says, halacha l'maisa, that it's good. It's like we remove the walls of that small room, and it's like it's in a big room.
It's a closet.
Yeah, something like that. He says it's good. Why is it good? Because our Gemara says that where can you put the bread for Shittifu Mavos? You could put it where? In the middle of a chatzar. So since you could put it in the middle of a chatzar, it doesn't make a difference. Why is the room that's less than Arba Amos worse? It's the same thing. So the Pesach of the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos says it's good. Says the Bir Halacha, what? One second here. Bir Halacha says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Shittifu Mavos. What are we talking about? Erev Chatzeris has to be put in a room that's Arba Amos or Arba Amos, where you have a utility. He says, don't quote me the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about Shittuvim Mavol, so you can put it in the middle of the Chatzar. But by Erev Chatzeris, it's got to be put in a bias that has Arba Amos or Arba Amos, or a room. So the Bir Halacha says, Sarachi Yom Godel, he cannot believe what the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos writes. And he says, in such a case, and therefore we're makbid on this, should keep the matzahs in a room that is arba amas, arba amas, and don't put it in a closet like Donnie said that is less. Make sure you put it in the matzahs. All these apartment buildings in the Heights, Lamaisa, actually before, now Lamaisa. Okay, they have Erevei Chatzeris. They don't have Erevei Chatzeris? What'd you say? Right, but the ones that require, see, now that there's an Erev around, you don't need it, Lamaisa. You still need it even when there's an Erev. Still need it even if there's an Erev. But Lamaisa, you should put it in a place that's, you know, not less than dollar. That's number 18. Yes, Yosef, real quick.
Does it matter if you put it in like a drawer or like a cabinet?
Yeah, it should be out. It should be exposed. Correct. Well said. Yes, Avra. Yes, should be exposed.
Like in the lobby?
Yeah, the box of mats. Good idea. Yes.
In a lobby?
No, not a lobby. In someone's apartment. It'll be stolen. Okay, that's 18. 19. Which chalukah are we talking about according to Yad Ramah and the Nesivus HaMishpat? What type of chalukah are we talking about? Please get it. According to Yad Ramah, we're talking about all types of partnerships, whether they bought in a business together or whether, God forbid, their father died and they're being Yorushin. When we talk about these two brothers, did they go into business together and bought the real estate or did their father die? Yad Ramah says the Gemara is talking about both. Says the Nesivus HaMishpat that if you look in Rashi, in Maseches Erevin, in Maseches Bo Basra, and our sugya, there are two different cases. In our sugya, Rashi says we're talking about two brothers that divided up. They have a business. In Baba Basra, he says the father died and the sons are Yorushim. Okay, so it seems like a stira. You follow me? The Nesiva says you look in Rashi in our sugya, it's talking about the brothers went into business together. They bought the real estate. You look at Baba Basra, that their father died and they're Yorushin. So which is it? So the Nesiva said a beautiful pshat, which I want you to get, and it said, Achen Hashutfin, meaning that what? What are we talking about? They Yorush the house, but they bought the Chatzer in a business. It's all one case. It's a beautiful pshat. In other words, their father died and they Yorush the house, but the Chatzer is around the house. They bought in business. So it's all one case. Achen Hashutvin. Hey Ayidiyah. Achen Hashutvin. The Achen, they were Yorush the house, and they're also Shutvin in the business regarding the Chatzer. Okay, that's number what?
19.
That was 19.
That's 19. Okay, 20. What's the din regarding what? What's the din regarding Tchumen? Is Tchumen and Nisi Dirais is the Rabbanan? So, Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion. Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion that Tchumen is an Issa D'Raisa. Amazing. Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion that Tchumen is an Issa D'Raisa. And the Chum say, no way. Tchumen is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Now, what are we talking about? 2,000 Amos. Walking 2,000 Amos. However, Yud Beis Mill, walking Yud Beis Mill, which is much longer, the Rambam and the Rif say it's an Issa D'Raisa. Even according to the Chachamim. So let's go again. Rebbe Kiva says the whole institution's D'Raisa. Jacob. 2,000 Amos is for sure Yud Beis Mill. Chum say, no way. They say 2,000 Amos the Rabbanan, but what about Yud Beis Mill, which is much longer? So the Rambam and the Rif say it's Takan Issa D'Raisa, and Tosfos says it's still the Rabbanan. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. And the Gaon says you should be machmer. The Vilna Gaon says you should be machmer for Yud Beis Mill to treat it as being the Araisa. So 2,000 Amos we assume is the Rabbanan, but Yud Beis Mill we should be treated lechumra, says the Gaon, and say that it's mamish what? Mamish and Issa the Araisa. The Gemara has Makaris from the traveling in the Midbar, right? Yeah, you have to. That's the Yushalmi has the Yud Beis Mill, okay? You have to look, Lamaisa. Okay? Rambam and the Rif. And the Gaon says you should be Machmer for the Rambam and the Rif. Okay? Okay. Okay? So you'll write it in the old-fashioned way, Ariel, the pen. Okay, that's number 20. Now, I wanted to mention to you, Lamaisa, where did the word Karpef come from? Remember we said Karpef is the same thing as Ibor? What is a Karpef? A karpef that's yesher mebeis asayim shalahukuf ladira, it's usher to carry him. Let's say you have a gigantic farm, and it's fenced in, but it's more than beis asayim. What's the din? You're not allowed to carry in it. It's an issur rabbanah called a karmelus. Okay? So you see that karpeth lemaisa is usually what? Usually talking about an area that was walled in. Okay? Here we're using the word karpeth as an extension of the city, like a woman that is pregnant as ibor. But the word karpeth comes from that concept of a karpeth that is yesher mebeis asayim shalahukuf ladira. Okay, that's 20. 21. Let's get 21. Why does Avram Avinu misaken truman, and what was our kasha on this? Avram Avinu, you know, contributed to the society. What was the contribution? He made base merchatzos, that people should be clean and hygiene. He made currency, that people should have business and economy, and he made truman. What's going on with truman? What's the big deal, truman? So we said from the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer had a chiddush niflum. He said there were people that thought at that time that were wealthy, and on Shabbos, they would not do any malacha. Stam, because they were wealthy. And we know that a goy that observes Shabbos is what? Is chayv misa. A Jew must observe Shabbos. But what was the status of the Shabbos before what? Before Matan Torah. Remember we said it's a suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech, the Parshas Drachim. Remember we had six answers we did on how they observe Shabbos? Remember we had that?
Yeah.
We did that how we had six answers how they observed the Shabbos. Either they wore tzitzis or they wrote one letter. Remember we had that, the whole Malach?
Yeah.
But says the Chassam Sofer, he said, well, I have a problem here. I don't want these people, Kodem Matan Torah, being what? Chayv Misa. Because on the possibility that they're goyim, they're observing Shabbos. So Avraham Avinu was besakin tchumen. What they did do is they took a lot of walks and long walks. So they were bound to be over the Isra of Tchumen. So that's what Avraham Avinu was besakin for the whole community. He created the Isra of Tchumen so that at least they took walks. And when they took walks, they would be over the Isra of Tchum, and that would get them out of the problem of a goy that observed Shabbos is what? Is Chayiv Misa. That was the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. So we pointed out on that. We thought that was tremendously difficult. Why was that tremendously difficult? Excellent, Marty. Because when it says a goy observes Shabbos, he abstains from the 39 malachas. But tchumen is something that is usher on Shabbos, but is not chayv skila or karis or chattas. And therefore, just because you break that doesn't get you out of the problem of a goy shabbos is chayv misa. Because it means he has to do one of the 39 malachas. Not that he does tchumen. And at that time we pointed out, please get it, there are some things that are what? There are some things that are what? Aser d'oraisa on Shabbos that are not malachas. What are examples? Tchumen. What else? Mechamer. You're not allowed to lead the behema. Shvisis avdol. You're not allowed to your evi kanani do malacha. Shvisis kalim according to Beishama. You're not allowed to have your vessels being doing malacha. We don't hold like Beishama. What else? Shvisis behemto. Your behemoth can't be doing malacha. All those things are examples of Isurah D'Oraisa that you are not chayiv skila. Skila is with Edom and Asra, you're makabel Asra. Mezid is karis, without Asra, and what is shogeg? Chiyuv what? Chattis. Okay? So now we're up to what? I want to close, we have 2 minutes left. We're up to what? Gimel and Mebez and Chazar. Okay, is everyone keeping up at night? Yes? Everyone keep it up at night. You need to keep up at night every night so we get it. Because we got the Mechita week from tomorrow. And then we got to get going weiter. Now, I want to close with this. We have 2 minutes. There is interesting, I want you to know this, Halacha L'maisa. When we talk about Midas Tovus, when you talk about Midas Tovus, the Rambam writes that you should always go in the golden pathway. What's a golden pathway? You should be in the middle. You should not be an extremist. You should not be an extremist. You always have to be Bishvil Hazav. The Rambam writes this. Now I want you to get this. There are two midas though. Donnie, you got me? There are two midas. It's very hard though. There are two midas the Rambam says you got to go to an extreme. And that's by Kas and Gaiva. He says by anger you got to go to an extreme and never get angry. The Zohar writes, anyone gets angry as if he did have a Zohar. The Gemara Bavli says anyone who is angry leads to Avodah Zarah. It's not hard, it's not easy, but I'm saying that's what the Rambam writes. And then the second one is what? Gaiva. You have to go to extreme to be an anuf. You have to have 1/64 of self-esteem, don't get me wrong. But you have those two midas, he says, you go to an extreme and eradicate. Kas and gaiva. Everything else is the middle of the road. You don't be an extremist. But when it comes to one of those two, we have to always work. It's not easy. It's a lifelong process. But we try the best we can to fulfill these dinner. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day. If anyone doesn't have class, I'm giving a chabru today in the call, 5:45.